is Andrew WK, and you're partying right here with Colin Means on the Sporting Rave Network. Go, baby!
Hey, Levi's Colin Means for the Sporting Rave Network. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thanks for coming on the Sporting Rave podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I know you're kind of getting prepped for the big jump on New Year's for Red Bull and ESPN, so how's the training going for that?
Training's been going awesome. We, Matto and myself have been out there jumping, and we've been having some really good luck. So, I'm really excited to for New Year's this time because one, we've already finished up our testing, and it ended on a really good note. So I'm excited.
So how much training and I guess practice do you get? Because You have this jump. You're going to try to break your previous record of 361 feet, I believe. So, I mean, how much actual training can you get done?
Yeah, I mean, we've been able to get a few weeks of practice in, and you basically start off jumping the ramp at a smaller gap and slowly stretching it out until you become comfortable with the longer jumps. And not like you ever really become comfortable with the longer jumps, but
yeah. Absolutely. So, how long have you been practicing for this specific jump that's coming up?
We just got off of a couple of weeks of practice, and I had a week of practice before that earlier. I think we're ready. We've been able to get in the jumps that we need, and both Matt and myself feel pretty comfortable with the jump. But at the same time, when you're doing a jump this big, any small miscue can cause a huge catastrophe on the other side, 300 feet later.
Mm-hmm.
As confident as we feel, there's still a big question mark until we land safely on the landing New Year's Eve night.
Yeah, so I know you got injured last year, I believe, maybe like a week before it actually happened. So are you playing it more careful, kind of leading up to make sure you really nail this?
Last year we had the big crash. It was due to a carburetion problem. And unfortunately, doing these jumps, it's a man and machine. And if one of them takes a play off,
yeah.
The other one suffers. So, I fell a victim to that, but this year Polaris was awesome. They built a dual-injected mod motor for me, and which would virtually eliminate the problem that we had. And bonus, the sled's even faster than the one that we had last year. So, that worked out great. And that's the main reason why I'm okay with coming back and doing it again. It's just because I'm confident that this the new engine package that we have is gonna, keep me safer when doing this jump.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can fix those problems like that and have people working around you. And I saw you.
Certainly.
When you went on Leno, I mean, you were great on Leno. I really enjoyed it. And you were talking about how your dad bought you, I guess like a mini snowmobile when you're like 4 years old, and he and his friends were getting a kick out of it, and that's kind of how you got into the sport. So was it from there on just straight up you just doing that, or did you do any other extreme sports and maybe any other sports to kind of balance it out?
I rode four-wheelers and dirt bikes and everything growing up. And then, on the early years in school, like 7th, 8th, 9th grade. I think I played baseball, football, basketball, and then I ended up playing football all the way through. But I always was passionate about riding. You know, I always liked riding my sled in the winter and my dirt bike in the summer. And, you know, I pretty much, you know, I always was pushing myself, trying new jumps, trying different things, just trying to progress. And, you know, it's just now we're trying a lot bigger things than back then. So, but same mentality all the way through.
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of other athletes kind of like to keep it balanced and, you know, growing up like you did, play different sports to kind of make sure they didn't get burned out on one thing. So it's good to have balance. So what's it like coming from a town like Longville, Minnesota, which, how many, did you say there are under like 500 people from there?
No, actually, we had 180 people, but they just changed the population this last week. Mm-hmm. And we're down to 156 people.
Wow, so they keep like a tab.
We're dropping.
That's kind of surprising, seeing how you're kind of making a name for the town, but they like keep a tab of like whenever babies are born and stuff, they kind of chalk one up.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but I mean, Longville's a real small town, and in the winter, I mean, it's 156 or 180 people. It's pretty dang accurate. In the summertime, though, it gets to be a lot more people. You know, there's a lot of lakes around here, so a lot of people have their summer cabins and stuff up here. So, you know, there gets to be a lot more people. A lot of older people will do their summers here and then winters in Florida or Arizona or something like that. So there gets to be quite a few more people. But for the most part, it doesn't even have a stoplight. That's usually puts it in perspective for most people.
Yeah, so what's it like representing, you know, a town like Longville, coming from those small roots? Now you've hit the big time and, you know, on the national stage. So what's it like kind of, you know, representing that town?
It's amazing. Like, it's so cool how much, you know, people from Longville have really embraced what I'm doing. I mean, you wouldn't even believe the support I get from them. I mean, it's such a cool thing. And it's cool having that kind of support and having people cheer you on. And you know, when I go to town and stuff, people are just excited. And they're like, hey, I saw you. You know, I saw you on Lennon. That was awesome. And I'm like, cool, man. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm excited about it. And it's been fun growing up here because, you know, I think if I hadn't grown up here, I wouldn't be doing what I am today because I rode my snowmobile everywhere. I rode it to school. I rode it, you know, I had a job at the grocery store. I'd ride it there. I mean, I rode the thing pretty much everywhere. And you know, without being able to do that, I probably wouldn't be doing, you know, all the stuff that I am today.
Yeah, it's an awesome story. It's good to hear those kind of stories. So I know, you know, obviously coming from Minnesota, there's usually snow up there. But are there always a place with snow where you can practice? Or like during the summer, how does that work?
We usually practice in the off-season. A lot of friends will just ride dirt bikes. Well, I mean, I'll ride dirt bikes most of the summer. And then usually in the fall, I'll switch over and I have a wood chip track, which is basically, it's like a motocross track, but it's covered in like a few foot of wood chips. And then you dig a pond to cool the machine down. And you basically, you skip across the water and it lubricates it and cools the sled, and then the wood chips, they kind of move around like snow would, so you can ride, you can ride until the gas tank runs out, so that's how we practice, you know, riding the sleds
Some people have a basketball goal in their backyard, and you have a snow compound, so that's great. You get to practice that.
Yeah, I mean, the compound has been awesome practicing over there. I mean, I've got everything, pretty much everything I need there. I've got a foam pit and a freestyle course, snow cross track, a shop there. My gym is there. Everything's ready to rock, so it's been pretty key in all the stuff that we're doing. And then for New Year's, you know, we go and practice, and we're going to do it in San Diego. We go out and practice out in California so that the, you know, it's the closest simulation to what it'll be like on New Year's Eve. And, you know, so I've been spending quite a bit of time out in California lately.
Yeah, I guess you definitely want to get rid of that jet lag, too, before you get over there. I say it takes a day to, like, I guess each day you kind of knock an hour off the jet lag, so.
Yeah.
So how, I guess, you know, you've won 7 medals at the Winter X Games, 4 gold medals. One of the things you're best known for is the double backflip, which I think they showed on Leno too. So
yeah.
How did you kind of prepare for that, and how did you practice it? Had you pulled it off before then? And anything like that adrenaline rush, maybe like roller coaster, that's about it.
Roller coaster of emotions that you have.
Yes. So yeah, I guess that's definitely the mindset you have to have is, you know, you're prepared and, you know, it's just about controlling the mental aspect once you actually get to the trick. All right, man, appreciate you coming on. Very interesting guy, and good luck on New Year's Eve.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, man.
Yeah.